It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we're less than 70 days from the general election. We'll get the latest in elections and other political news with Harry Enten from 538.com. First, Wisconsin election officials raised concerns yesterday that some voters in the state may not be able to get the required identification they need in time to vote in the general election this November, which could violate a court order issued on Friday. Patrick Marley joins us for the details. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, Wisconsin election officials, what are they saying? What are they worried about when it comes to voters getting their IDs in a timely manner?
So when you go to the DMV to get a driver's license or ID, they give you a temporary, like a receipt with your picture on it and the details about your ID. You can use that to vote. So most people are taken care of. But there are some people who don't have birth certificates or other identity documents. And so I should say the people who are seeking driver's licenses or IDs, they get something over-the-counter that's temporary, and then in the mail they get their driver's license or ID. For people who don't have birth certificates, don't have identity documents, can't right away prove who they are, they don't get anything over-the-counter. They get something mailed to them in 5 or 6 days. And so the concern is that small class of people, they go to the DMV right before the election or even on election day, they won't have the photo ID needed to vote.
Now, I mentioned a court order from last week. What was that? What effect does it have on this question?
So really what the Court of Appeals out of Chicago said on Friday was that we're not going to change the rules further between now and the election. There's two lawsuits that are ongoing. And that is essentially said that the photo ID requirement is in place for this election, and that also some other voting laws have been struck down, such as limits that had been put on early voting. So part of the court's order is premised on the idea that people can promptly get IDs if they need them to vote. And so the question is, for this class of people who have the most difficulty getting IDs, is there enough time for them to get IDs if they go to the last minute to get their IDs?
Have we heard anything from the Division of Motor Vehicles, the DMV, who issues a lot of this ID?
Yeah, the DMV is the place that issues these IDs. They said yesterday that instead of using standard mail as they have in the past, during the week of the election, they will overnight these. So somebody in this situation where they don't have a birth certificate goes to the DMV. They don't get anything at that moment, but they will get overnighted to them something they can use to vote. It's important to note here, too, that there's somebody who goes to the polls on that Tuesday election day without a photo ID. They can vote provisionally, which is where they cast a special ballot that is only counted if in the next 3 or 4 days they can show up with an ID. So if they went to the polls, didn't have an ID, got this provisional ballot, cast it, then went to the DMV, the next day they should receive in the mail a temporary voting credential, and then they would have to go to their clerk by that Friday after the election.
As you just read my mind, I was going to ask about people who show up on voting day and can't do that, don't have the birth certificate to get the driver's license temporarily. They can still, with this expedited thing from the DMV, have that ID in theory in time to prove who they are and get their vote counted.
That is right. But as you can see, it gets complicated quickly for people who are in unique situations. There is sort of a way for this to happen for everybody, but it's easy for voters to get lost in the details. In fact, yesterday the Elections Commission was talking about this, and sometimes they would make mistakes about who could and couldn't get IDs and when they would get them.
Talking to Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the latest in the twists and turns regarding voter ID in Wisconsin elections. Patrick, it seems like it's going to be easiest for everyone if people who want to vote get out and deal with this ID issue as soon as possible, not waiting for that last week, even with this expedited turnaround. Is there any kind of outreach to the part of the population that can't get the more standard IDs?
Right. That is the message from the State Elections Commission and the State DMV, is take care of this now. You know, the more time you give yourself, the more ability you have to do that. The state is operating a public outreach campaign that includes broadcast ads, Facebook messages, YouTube videos. It has a website called Bring It to the Ballot. And they're hoping that that will get out to many people, but they recognize that these people who have the most difficulty getting IDs, you know, many times are not people who are on the internet, maybe elderly voters, and, you know, many cases homeless people, that they're not going to be up to speed on what the voting rules are.
Our election officials, and this, when we say election officials, we're talking about the new state elections board, the people on that commission, I believe. Do they think the state is doing enough to reach out to these voters?
So we have this new elections commission. It's split evenly between Republicans and Democrats. People from both parties were expressing concerns about how the DMV is handling this for this small group of people. They raised it as an issue. They didn't outright criticize the DMV, said that they're going to be engaging with them. They were meeting before the DMV announced this plan to overnight mail things. They hope to finalize their understanding of what each other are doing by next week, and so that the Wisconsin Elections Commission is communicating to the public the right details about how you get an ID, particularly when you're one of these people who have the most trouble getting one.
Is this tricky for the Elections Commission, this new Elections Commission and the DMV, given that there's been so many court rulings over the last month, year, years? It's a moving target. Are they having a hard time in some ways keeping up with the latest?
Yeah, I think anybody who, you know, whether it's me, somebody who's following this, the Elections Commission members, certainly the local clerks, you know, at times it seemed like there's a court order every other day changing the rules. With the Seventh Circuit's decision last week, that does offer some clarity, and it seems that we're in a place now where the rules are going to stay stable, at least for this election. But even then, there are all these details when you start talking about people who have the most trouble getting IDs, and they need to straighten all those out, and they need to make sure every poll worker in the state understands what the rules are, so that when somebody shows up at the polls, they're giving them consistent information across the state.
And Patrick, as we talk about people who have trouble getting IDs, often people maybe who don't have a birth certificate or have some discrepancies, that kind of thing, do we have a sense of how many people we're talking about here?
Well, you know, there are dozens of people who have been whose cases were cited specifically in this litigation. So it's, you know, a small percentage of voters, but perhaps more than many people think. And the opponents of voter ID say, you know, look, this is a fundamental constitutional right, and you can't prevent even one person from casting a ballot if they're legally eligible to vote.
This is a presidential election, Patrick. It's the big show. It's going to be the highest turnout election we see here in Wisconsin, this one that happens every 4 years. Are people looking at this as a test of, A, the new elections board, and, B, voter ID, putting it to the biggest test it's had so far?
Oh, absolutely. It's the biggest test for both those. You know, I mean, the Elections Commission is pretty new. It just started up this summer. It replaces what had been the Government Accountability Board. So it doesn't have a big track record yet. This will be their biggest test as to how they run things. And likewise, you know, our ID law has been on again, off again with various litigation. This will be the first time we've had it at a presidential election. You know, we'll see how long lines are. We'll see how things are handled for people who come to the polls that don't have IDs.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That's Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about the concerns Wisconsin election officials are raising about voters getting the required ID for the November presidential election. You can find a link to his piece on the Central Time Facebook page.